A Pirate's Life for Tea by Rebecca Thorne. Read by Jessica Threet.
Chapter 1. Raina. There were days when Raina missed the heart-pounding thrill of guarding a queen. It wasn't often. She rather loved her quiet life as a tea maker in the small, icy town of Tawny. Loved her friends and their daily drama. Loved the cozy, barn-turned-bookstore she'd created with her partner Kianth, and the warmth that filled it. Entire days were spent watching the clouds pass. Raina's biggest concern was how well her baby Griffin would take to training that day. Accomplishments came in the form of a quiet kiss or a particularly tasty blend of tea. But against all odds, Raina had a certain nostalgia for her old job, guarding a notoriously vicious queen, stalking assassins through crowded ballrooms, hunting down conspirators in back alleys, besting the most skilled swordsmen in the queendom in private duels. Again, it wasn't often, but sometimes. So, a thrill raced through Raina as she and her fiancé crested the hill and surveyed the organized chaos of Diarn Arlen's home. A bowl? Raina couldn't keep the intrigue out of her voice. Diarn Arlen is hosting a bowl tonight. That would explain why no one but the stable boy was around to greet us. Kianth crossed her arms. Gotta admit, I didn't see this coming. The Diarn's riverside estate was massive, spanning an area that could have fit the entire town of Tawny comfortably. But the party was centralized to a manicured lawn beside the powerful Nacian River, Shapara's largest river, so wide the opposite bank was barely visible. A six-piece orchestra filled the nighttime air with gentle swells of music. Torches illuminated a well-stocked buffet table, and square tiles constructed a dance floor over the spongy grass. All of it was visible from their elevated position, where she and Kianth perched in the shadows of Diarn Arlen's looming hilltop mansion. But the best part? Constables, Diarn Arlen's private guards, patrolled everywhere. Their black uniforms and silver badges reminded Raina vividly of her own cohorts, of the days when she and Ven would prowl the edges of Her Excellency's ballrooms clad in crimson and gold. Her hand drifted to the sword at her hip, and she bounced on her toes. What was Diarn Arlen expecting tonight? Bandits? An assassin, perhaps? She hadn't drawn her weapon for anything other than practice drills in so long. Beside her, Kianth bounced for a different reason. Well, no complaints. By the stone, that's so much food. Do you think it's free? Raina snorted. Darling, we've hardly starved up to this point. Okay, sure, but homegrown plants only go so far. Kianth gestured down the hillside. Look at that spread! Turkey, pork, fish. Oh, the salmon here is incredible. You have to try it. We're here for a reason, Ki. We don't have time for... Raina paused as movement caught her eye. For salmon. She finished lamely. Down near the riverbank, one of the constables glanced over her shoulder, then slipped into the pine forest that circled the manicured lawn in a dark embrace. The constable vanished in a breath. Rain? Kianth poked her shoulder, then followed her gaze to the forest. You have that something's wrong look. What's happening?
I don't have a something's wrong look, Raina replied.
Sure you do. Your eyebrows twitch and you start smiling. Raina smoothed her expression, but inside, her chest warmed. No one else had ever noticed anything like that. Not until she started dating Kianth. The Arcandor continued, amused now. You're also the only